All right, thank you for that. It's Crisscross Applesauce. Welcome back to the show. It is 9:40 on a Tuesday on a Boxing Day. And we bring in from SalesportTalk.com, Karen Lyle. Karen, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, Rick. I can't believe we're at the end of a year already.
It's it always sneaks up on us, yeah. So what's going on today? I just got an email a minute ago saying you'd like to do a recap on the year. What are some of your favorite shows?
Well, you know, we've had quite a few wonderful achievements that we've covered with Tall Ships, Women Sailors, Collegiate Sailors, Big Boat Races, Disabled Sailors achievements, and some of the movies that we've featured. And perhaps looking at the beginning of the year, if you recall, we had Jessica Watson for the movie True Spirit that was released on Netflix, being the first solo round the world sailor at 16 years old. And the documentary came out a little bit later, and we talked about her experience. She called in from Australia. That was one of my favorite shows. Do you remember when she was turned upside down in her boat in the big storm?
I don't, but that sounds pretty perilous. Yeah. I think for me, the thing that sticks out the most is, and this wasn't show related, although we talked about it, was going to sail GP with Patty Mangan when it was in San Francisco. That was a new experience for me.
That's true. We got you out there watching the races. And so when you were out there at the sail GP and watching those boats on the water, not being a sailor, but having now your 247th show with me, how was that for you?
Well, I mean, luckily in the media area where we were, we had the broadcast and it had like a drone or helicopter view and it explained. Otherwise, I wouldn't know who was winning. I wouldn't know what was going on. I wouldn't know where they were going. So it was nice to have that explained to me. And, you know, those are all everybody racing basically had been a guest on the show, too. So I kind of felt like, you know, in a weird way, I was an acquaintance of them. Also, I liked how international it was. Everybody I met there, almost none of them were American, and they were getting ready to go to the next event. I think it was Barcelona. It might have been someplace else. But also, I was in Boston last week, and I got to go on the USS Constitution, which is our oldest remaining sailing warship, and got to hear all the stories from War of 1812 and Barbary Coast and everything. So that was pretty cool to get on that magnificent sailing ship, Karen.
Well, and you know, having these vessels that are museums that preserve our history, I really appreciate that. We interviewed Captain Johann Steinke and who met his wife Megan Steinke on the Lady Washington, which is also a floating museum. And we've featured captains of the Lady Washington several times, and it's really fun to follow up with them. You know, I might mention, you remember that we interviewed Donald Lawson, who was lost at sea, before he was lost at sea. And we had talked a little bit with Marie Rogers in July of this year, because his trimaran had capsized, and they had discovered the trimaran, but he was still missing. And I just wanted to say that he has been still missing. His family hasn't given up on him, because the lifeboat that he had on the boat was also missing at the time, so that means that there's a chance that he might still have survived. But it's been 5 months, and so I just wanted to give a hopeful wish that maybe he's on an island somewhere.
Wait, you're saying one of our guests was lost at sea?
Yes, Donald Lawson.
What's his name?
Yeah,
Lawson.
Donald Lawson, and he was lost at sea in July, and so you know, we had mentioned this a little bit in our interview with Marie Rogers after she got back from the Transpac. But I just did a little research because I wanted to find out if they'd found him. I've just been asking, and no, they haven't found him yet. So just wanted to mention that, because you know, we have these sailors going out and doing these incredible feats as they go around the world, and they are taking, you know, their life at risk when they go on these voyages, and especially if they're circumnavigating. We also interviewed skipper Heather Thomas in Cape Town, South Africa, on the Maiden. And the Maiden was actually here before the pandemic in 2019, and I had an opportunity to sail on her out of St. Francis Yacht Club. But you remember Tracy Edwards was the captain, and Alex Holmes was the documentary artist, and they had a Maiden documentary that came out in 2019. So that was one of the first, you know, people that we interviewed in the very beginning of our show. And that boat's been restored, and it's now circumnavigating in the Ocean Race, which was formerly called the Whitbread Round the World Race. And we've been following that that journey that all-women crew is making right now in the historic boat, the Maiden. And so I really appreciated that.
Yeah, I was just looking, going back a little bit, Donald Lawson, a New York Times article saying they found his boat off the coast of Mexico. And I remember he was trying to break ground as one of the few African Americans to set world records in sailing as well. It's coming back to me now. That's a real shame. Yeah, that's really bad.
Yeah.
Now, can you regale us with stories of the amazing yacht club on 44th in Manhattan that I walked by and you got to go in?
Oh, you mean the New York Yacht Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, last year we interviewed the incoming Commodore, who was a woman Commodore at the New York Yacht Club, and then she gave me the opportunity to be a guest of the Yacht Club, and it was during, I guess, just when things were starting to open up after COVID, and I was at that historic yacht club doing some research in their private library. And, you know, it actually is pretty awesome to go into some of these private libraries in the yacht clubs, because they have records that go back. Now, I think that one, some of the oldest records were in the 1800s, and they had charts and books in that. But when I was in London most recently, I went to the Leather Sellers Guild in London, and I was able to see a 1609 entry of one of my ancestors that was admitted as a freeman in the Leather Sellers Guild. And I was holding that book and going, wow, this is so awesome, talking to the archivist, and they're saying, 1609, that's not old for a document.
Well, you also, we should say as well, even though it's not directly sailing, in May, you were at the coronation of King Charles III.
I was at the coronation celebrations at the In and Out Navy and Military Club, and that was an absolutely incredibly awesome experience. They certainly know how to throw a party. Actually, what should I say, probably hundreds of parties all throughout the nation of England. And I think that's one of the reasons why so many people really enjoy having the soft power of a king in England, is because they throw great parties and have all of these wonderful, you know, I mean that's why oftentimes the racers in sailboat races are, you know, it's about the party at the end. I know that's true for the Transpac. I mean, they enjoy the trip and they have the competition, but, you know, the party is really, really something that's all going back centuries. A good party really does an awful lot.
No doubt. I remember also, speaking of New England, we had Elizabeth Bligh from the Edgartown Regatta, and I remember her nickname was Tot, because her grandfather was named Totkins as a baby, which I thought was the sweetest nickname.
Well, and we've been consistently covering some of the races out of the Ida Lewis Yacht Club. We had, let me see, it was in the big boat. So that was the 12-meter World Championship with Peggy Wilson Hersham. And that also, we have covered disabled sailors. We had some really, I think, some astounding achievements. I'm always so admiring of those who are able to overcome and work through amazing physical challenges.
Yeah. Well, we had a blind sailor in the studio, remember?
That's right. That's right. And really, that was, we've had him back two or three times now, and not in 2023, but in 2023 we had Christina Rubke, Para World Sailing Championship. She basically went to Hiroshima, Japan, and she sailed. She's, I believe it's quadriplegic is the correct name for it, and she sails with her chin. Wow. And has like a little device strapped to her chest, and in a small boat, and she goes in a special chair that her dad made for her, and she maneuvers the boat with her chin. And there's a lot of things in her life with her chin because she cannot use her limbs. And then we had we also had Betsy Allison more recently, who had the surgery and had been a coach for the the Paralympics, and then she became a para world sailor and won the gold medal in the sailing world championships. And I actually took an adaptive, I audited an adaptive sailing instructor course with her in San Francisco when she was here before she was injured. And I just think that was, she was really prepared to be able to make that transition from being able-bodied to disabled, and really push through the recovery to go out there and make those achievements.
And then finally, when you look at all the things that you got to do, I remember we had an Argentine guy come in studio, Agustin Ferrario, but he was representing Canada. And I think that's something that that's one of the unique things about sailing, is that you can have a ship with, you know, a flag on it, but then have a skipper who's a Kiwi or an Aussie. And it's a, we borrow, it's like almost a meritocracy, right?
Well, it's true, because sometimes countries are starting out and they don't have yet the sailors at the professional level, and so they bring in sailors at professional level to train other sailors in that country so that they can also take a helm. And there's been a lot of women sailors who've also been coming up in the ranks, because the sailing community recognizes that they're a minority in the sailboat racing community, but are certainly making astounding achievements in these days. We've had Don Riley several times, and Marie Rogers, and I remember also, just one thing to mention too, was the Russian activist Anastasia Shevchenko. When the MTV documentary film came out in January last year of Anastasia, who was basically arrested for speaking out against the Russian government when the Ukraine war started, and she made that journey to the Black Sea because she lost her baby in the hospital and wasn't able to visit the baby, and they spread her ashes at sea, and then she actually escaped from the country, and she's on the hit list at this moment. But she's been an activist, really, you know, trying to get the word out that not all Russians are in favor of the Ukraine war at this point in time. And yeah, that documentary, MTV, was about that.
Another full year of shows, and looking forward to more. And Karen, thanks for your time, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Rick. It's always a pleasure co-hosting with you.